B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Well, we're a little early this morning for showtime.
Uh-oh. Well, we're not allowed to... It's in my contract that I can't talk till 6 a.m., so I'm...
All right, we'll take 5 seconds of silence from Roy.
Good morning. Well, about that, there's like a delay, so people are hearing this later on in the, you know.
Welcome to your Friday, June 19th. This is the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, minus Loren, who is out on maternity leave. Juneteenth for a lot of people. A lot of corporations are off today.
It is. Sterling got an email yesterday from his, I guess, management. And the title said Juneteenth. And he's like, oh, maybe we get tomorrow off.
No.
No, he didn't get tomorrow off.
Yeah, he works for a big corporation. I believe next year, since it kind of popped up this year and got on everybody's radar, that next year maybe Juneteenth will become a holiday. And I'm okay with that. I think it should be.
Yeah.
It's the day that the slaves were given their emancipation. Is that correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. It was signed or whatever.
It's also known as Freedom Day.
Freedom Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Absolutely. I also love feeding the front line. We're doing that today. We'll tell you where we're going and what we're bringing to a hospital here locally. We're going to talk to someone named Josie. And Josie's going to join us in about an hour and a half from now. She met some guy, and this is going to be interesting because I think a lot of people are in this position. She mm-hmm. met some guy during stay-at-home orders. So she was on a dating app, met the guy, and then now they want to meet. And she's hesitant to meet with him, but we don't know why. She's going to join us to tell us why she's so hesitant to meet with him personally.
She's hiding something.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. If you don't want to meet, there's something more there.
And, of course, you got the legendary Friday free-for-all all morning long, our favorite day of the week, doing throwback music from 6 a. to 10 a. How about you, Roy? What'd you do yesterday?
Oh, man, let me tell you the interesting experience I had yesterday. I went to the post office, and it was a long line, and we're all socially distanced waiting in line. And a girl comes in with an envelope, and she says, you know, I got to get back to work. I can't wait in this line. And she hands the envelope to the girl behind me and says, well, you mailed this out for me, and hands her a dollar. And we go, well, it's going to be less than, there's going to be change.
Yeah.
I mean, you sure? Like,
right.
You know, and then she's like looking at her, you know, change in her pocket. And she's like, I don't know how much it's going to be. What if it's. Because it was not a normal sized envelope. She goes, what if it's going to be more? And yada, yada. So we're like, all right, don't worry. We'll take the dollar. And she kind of went on her way. And then so we're waiting in line. And then she comes back and she goes, I just want to show you my ID. I just want you to know who I am.
So now you're all involved.
Yeah. And she goes, just in case you guys thought I was like lying or crazy. And we're like. No one thought that. Like we,
right?
We were just gonna get you the stamp to get this thing sent out.
Right. Yeah.
But I guess she thought that maybe we thought that she was some criminal handing over
no
drugs.
Now
or
you
something.
Look guilty.
Yeah. Now we look. We were like, no, we didn't. We didn't. You know, we didn't want to see your ID. We trusted that this envelope was fine. Although to our luck, we'd then be questioned by the police. And some random person gave you this envelope and you mailed it out or something.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you think, yeah, the postal people don't care either.
Yeah, no. So that was a very weird experience. But she, like, left and we were just waiting. And then all of a sudden, she came back. She goes, here's my ID. I want you to see my ID. We're like, oh, okay.
I also had a weird experience. I was getting gas when I heard, like, a woman, like, a loud commotion coming from, like, the actual building. You know, I was at the pump, mm-hmm. and then I heard, yeah, like the station itself, I heard like a loud commotion, and I didn't look up right away. Then it only got louder and louder. Then I heard a male voice getting louder. And then I was like, oh, I got to go see what's going on. I left my car, you know, getting gas, and then I walked over.
Do you leave it while it's still pumping in?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
She's
cool.
And it's running. she is. And the kids are in the car and the door's open.
Well,
she is. Yeah, so, but I didn't walk far from the car. I just wanted to see what was going on. And so she is like within I don't know, 2 feet of the guy.
Yeah.
She's got a mask on. He doesn't. And I saw it, Roy. I saw my first public confrontation between someone who was wearing a mask yelling at someone who wasn't.
What are they upset about?
She was just saying that the least you can do if you love this country is protect it by wearing a mask. And she said, the mask, and he's going, your mask ain't doing anything, ma'am. Your mask ain't doing anything, just like that. And she goes, as I'm talking to you, my mask is catching the droplets that protect you from my potential virus. I don't know you. You don't know me. You don't know the people going in there. Like, she was yelling like that.
Why are people so confrontational?
I don't know. I don't know. And she's like, he's going, ma'am, please just have a good day. It's your right to wear a mask. It's my right to not wear a mask.
You know what's troubling?
Her angle was, if you love this country, you'll wear a mask to prevent the spread. And I was like, ooh.
You know, it's strange. People questioning science.
I don't know.
That's weird times,
and,
man.
And we know from a discussion we had earlier in the week here on our show about the mask and Governor Cooper's potentially making it mandatory here in the Carolinas is the political angle of it, which is like, it's my right to not wear a mask, you know.
Sure.
Because my president doesn't say we have to wear a mask.
Yeah, he doesn't wear a mask.
So why do I have to wear
a
mask?
He says let's reopen everything. I get it. It's too. Why did they take something that should be scientific?
I don't know.
And they made it all political?
I don't know.
It should have been like, hey, listen, not wearing the mask could spread this thing around and millions could die.
Here's what I know. Dr. Fauci, top scientist, Dr. Z from BetterMed, who came on with us and told us that we all tested negative to the antibodies and the actual virus when we got tested last week. They're like, this virus is contracted by droplets. If you wear a mask, does it get every droplet? No. But maybe it gets 10,000 of them.
It helps a little.
It helps a little. I don't know what to tell you. Have fun. And the other thing is, so then I get in the car and I turn on the sports station. And now Dr. Fauci's saying, well, I don't know how you're going to play football this year. Football? Are you nuts?
Well, what's wrong with football?
The virus is still here. You know, the NFL has no plan. The NBA is going down to a bubble in Orlando, Roy, to play in a bubble in Orlando.
Well, I saw something where people posted the graph, the infected graph of all the different countries, and it spikes up and it goes down, spikes up, goes down. And then comes America, 2 million cases goes up, and we kind of stay steady.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're talking about spikes and stuff, and I'm not even so sure that, like, it's a spike in North Carolina as much as it is. It's like, it's here now. Like, maybe everybody else got it way before we did, and now we're getting it. You know? I don't know, bud.
I don't know what Governor Cooper will do, but I kind of hope he doesn't do the whole mask mandatory because that's just going to cause more issues with everyone.
Well, we'll discuss more, and I got to tell you the interesting thing the NBA has planned technology-wise next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we were talking about the NBA is going to Orlando. Now, the Hornets aren't going because they didn't qualify. They're only bringing teams that are either already in a position, Roy, to be in the playoffs and play for the championship, or they're bringing teams that they're going to play 8 games.
What are you talking about? The season hasn't even started.
No, the NBA season did start. We were at that game in March, remember?
That's still going on, y'all. It's June.
Bro, they haven't played a game since then.
I thought it just canceled the season.
No, they're going to continue because we don't have a champion.
Who cares?
Well, the players do, I guess, and a lot of the fans.
Okay, I'm up to speed.
Go ahead. So, but the Hornets don't qualify because we weren't close enough to win the championship. So they're bringing down the teams that have a chance to win an NBA championship, and the NBA is going to play in Disney World in Florida. And the players are going to have the option to wear a Aura Smart Mickey Mouse hat. And if the ears turn red, that means that you have a temperature. I think if you pitch that, Disney might not hate it.
Disney would hop on board that.
No, the players have the option to wear an Aura Smart Ring, which can measure body temperature, respiratory functions, and heart rate. They're also going to enforce social distancing. Listen to this. Team and league staff are going to be required to wear an alarm device that sounds when two people are within 6 feet of each other. What?
What year is this? This sounds like some future technology. An Aura ring?
All NBA personnel will be subject to extensive testing, quarantines, and strict social distancing behavior rules.
So they're going to play.
A lot of the NBA players want to play. Some of the NBA players are hesitant, not only because of COVID-19, but also because of the current Black Lives Matter movement. And they're saying that if they play, it takes their focus away from social justice. So
maybe they should just cancel the season. Like everyone else already thought it was canceled.
I don't think so. The NHL's coming back to finish.
How?
They're going to do the same thing. They're going to play in like neutral sites. There's going to have like a West Coast site and an East Coast site, and you're only allowed to stay around those areas.
Y'all sports people just you don't know what to do with yourself right now because there's no sports, and so you're demanding the world from these teams.
Well, as a fan, I'm eager to watch sports, but as sports itself, there's billions of dollars. Millions of dollars will be lost if they don't finish with TV contracts and sponsorships. You know, that's why I think they're chasing after the money. And the players want some of the players have been paid already in the NBA. In the MLB, the players haven't been paid. And in the NFL, they haven't been paid.
I don't know. A lot of them. I don't know, man.
Yeah. Interesting stuff.
Smart aura ring. That is, if some, that sounds like it's going to give you cancer in 10 years, you know?
I know. I like the fact that you're going to have to wear an alarm. And if you come within 6 feet of someone,
yep,
then it goes off.
You're all right, back. Jackson, get away.
Dude, I got to tell you a secret. Come here. Closer. Not that close.
Gosh, give me the virus.
You know, I had to go drop something off at Loren's house yesterday.
Yeah.
Our big gift, Walter, our big boss, gave her a gift, and I dropped it off on my way home. I noticed something about her neighborhood.
It's
not fanciness. It's something about the people in the neighborhood, and I'll tell you about it at 6:25 this morning.
Hey guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
So I had to drop something off at Ren's house yesterday at the Chateau in Ballantyne. And I realized something as soon as I went into her neighborhood, Roy. And I've dropped off a lot of stuff at her house. I'm Amazon running stuff from the station to her.
Okay.
And I never see her. I just leave it on the front door, just like Amazon. But I pull into the neighborhood yesterday, and I made a revelation. Every time I go in there, it is the most active freaking neighborhood in the county, in Mecklenburg County. People are walking. Uh-huh. People are running. Yeah. People are on their bikes. I saw one guy on this bike that you sit down on, and you pedal from the
ground. They don't work.
I don't know what they're doing.
They made so much money, they don't work all day. They just play around. It's an adult resort, essentially. Them rich people, they've got theirs.
It's Sun City for the middle class, for the middle aged.
It's what it is, man.
I'm telling you. And then if cars are parked on the streets aren't very wide, so you got to wait for one car to pass so that you both can go around the parked car. Mm-hmm. And then when there's people doing their activities in the street, it's the same thing. It took me 10 minutes to get from the entrance to four blocks in to get to Lorenz's house because people are walking, running.
And I've drove to her neighborhood, and they don't move very easily for traffic. It is their road, and they're walking.
Yeah. I saw some guy, this is the truth, I'm not even joking, as I came back out of her neighborhood, I remembered to tell you about this because I thought you'd think it was funny. I saw some guy as I backed out of her driveway. He was behind me in the rearview mirror running down the road like this. And I don't know how you can explain it, but he was going like this.
I mean, he is running, but he's doing circles.
Yeah,
you're running in circles. But he's running straight.
Down the sidewalk.
How?
I don't know.
Why? Does that do something?
It made me dizzy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was like maybe for better leg exercises. He was like running like that and then running and then turning and running and turning.
And plus, there's no gyms, so they got to be able to use the neighborhood.
This is the most athletic neighborhood I've ever been around.
I think it's a rich neighborhood thing. As a real estate,
I like your whole thought is that it has nothing to do with the exercise. They're bored with their money.
Yeah, they just go outside and run around. As a real estate agent, even though I don't live in the big fancy houses, I do sell the big fancy houses.
Right.
I remember I went to this one neighborhood where, and you know which one I'm talking about. You got check-in at security. It's that big one.
Okay.
And I'm driving my 10-year-old Ford Taurus. Okay. there's nothing special about my car. It's got dents on the side. I've hit a few things.
It makes noise.
I get it. You've heard my car. I get in it. There's a popping noise. I pull up and I haven't gotten this thing washed and I got bird poop all over my car, like on my window. And so I keep the windows down. Because I don't want them to know how dirty my car is.
Your car might not pass
the gate inspection.
Yeah.
And then so it does. You know, they let me in. And so, but then I'm afraid, well, all these rich people are going to see my 10-year-old Ford Taurus with bird poop all over it. So let me keep the windows down. So I drive through the rest of this neighborhood with the windows down. I'm sweating. It was one of those 98-degree days. I am just sweating because I'm ashamed of my poorness in front of these rich people. And it was the same thing. All those people. Now, this neighborhood had golf carts. Everybody was out driving golf carts.
Yeah, it's a golf. They have a private golf course in the neighborhood. So does Lorraine and hers, but... Nobody was driving golf course carts. They were all running.
It's a rich neighborhood when you look at the golf cart and you're like, I think that's more expensive than my car. I think that's a more expensive golf cart than my car.
How the rich live. Speaking of Loren, we hope to have Loren on the show Monday morning, right around 7:35. She said that tentatively she can join us and give us an update on motherhood.
Oh, great.
The new mother of baby Jackson. For all the pictures and all the details on Jackson, head to kiss951.com or at the MRL show on Insta. Up next, we're going to tell you where we're going today to feed the front lines and the amazing treat we are bringing the hospital. It's Feed the Frontline Friday.
You did something there.
With Manny, Roy, and Loren. Yeah. I did, Roy. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you ready for Feed the Frontline Friday, sir?
Yes.
Who's not?
We've been doing this for the last couple weeks with
the last couple months, bud.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah.
Have we done 10, Producer Nicole?
Yeah, this is week 10.
Nice.
So it's over 2 months of feeding our front lines.
And we love doing it with great local partners, restaurants, and today is something so cool. Nicole, since you set it up, why don't you tell everyone where we're going? First tell us who we're going with.
The best cookies in the world, Tiff's Treats.
Oh, those are so good. They come warm. They have that magical box that keeps the cookies warm, but they don't fall apart. You know what I mean? Like, it's not...
Their car is an oven on wheels, their delivery car.
So good.
Where are we going?
We're going to Atrium... Well, you're going to Atrium Pineville.
That's right.
I'm so jealous just because I want to eat all the cookies.
This is great, though. You know, we brought pizza. We brought burgers. We brought Dunkin'.
Salads.
Dunkin' last Friday. And now we're bringing cookies to you guys in Pineville. A little snack, grab, and go. Delicious treat from Tiff's Treats.
My memories of Tiff's Treats, I used to bring them to the radio station all the time. And it's funny because when they'd set it out for the staff here, people would like grab one. But I wasn't picking up that you just grabbed one. I grabbed like three or four. And then I'm looking around and I see, because I was like, oh, this is good. I want to try this one. I want to try this one. And I look around and all these skinny people are just grabbing one. And I'm like, what? Who grabs one cookie? Am I the only one that grabs multiple cookies at a time?
Oh, that's funny. If you work at a restaurant or you own a restaurant and you want to work with us in the outer counties, we can help you as well. Just reach out to Nicole. You can DM us at the MRL show or nicole.weaver@bbgi.com.
And I've always been amazed by our local restaurant partners because they're hurting, y'all. They need the business.
They don't need to be giving away stuff.
They don't need to be giving away stuff, and they are. So it's a huge thanks to these guys for doing that.
Generosity through and through. And I think we're looking to try and find a spot out in Anson County. We have the hospital, don't we, Nicole?
Yes.
In Anson County, but we would love if someone would partner with us to help feed the hospital out there in Anson County.
Yeah, so there's a Atrium Hospital out there, and they're one of the only Atrium ones that haven't been getting a lot of support during this pandemic, just because of
location
and like the county. It's just not as, you know, obviously as big as Mecklenburg or some around here. So they haven't, while all the other hospitals are getting a lot of local support, they're not getting as much. So we got wind of that and we kind of want to do it big for them.
Cool. Okay. Feed the Frontline Friday. If you want to help us out in Anson County, DM us at the MRL show on Insta, or you can reach out to Nicole. You can find our email address too at kiss951.com.
Thanks.
Thank you to Tiff's Treats. Up next, we want to talk about a woman who discovered something about her boyfriend. And I feel like everybody who's been with someone for over a year should know this about their partner. We'll explain.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
On the legendary Friday free-for-all going down all morning long. We're the only radio station in the Queen City. And I would say, I think we're one of the only radio stations, Roy, in the country, because I know a lot of people that do morning radio, that do the legendary Friday free-for-all and play throwbacks all morning long.
Yes.
Even the wonderful Elvis Duran in New York only does 30 minutes.
No, we give you, this is a rare gem, so enjoy it.
That's right. So a woman discovered something about a boyfriend that she had been dating for 3 years, and I feel like this is something you should know about your partner. And tell me if I'm wrong, Roy, and Nicole, you can chime in too. And of course, you guys at 704-570-9595. After 3 years of believing her boyfriend only made $40,000 a year, she learned he actually gets paid $150,000. She's upset because she says, even though she didn't ask, he didn't tell her, and she feels like he was trying to protect himself so that maybe she wouldn't just, you know, marry him for his money. So well, she believed that he made $40,000 a year as he was a police officer and a firefighter.
Whoa.
In Cleveland. And he actually makes $150,000.
How much time does that guy have in a day where he could be a cop and a firefighter?
You know what? He has no days off, it sounds like.
Yeah, right?
And you know, the police and the firefighters have big rivalries. What team does he play on when they do the police versus firefighter football game?
Well, like when he wears his uniform, does he have to like pretend to hate firefighters? You know?
So here's my question. Here's my question. Do you know what Sterling makes a year specifically?
I do.
Does he know what you make a year?
He does. Mm-hmm. But then again, we're very big on budgeting, so we could, you know.
You've bought a house together, you budget together. Okay, but these people, they live together too, by the way.
Are you sure that he's just not trying to live off $40,000 and save the rest?
I don't have all those details. I just saw it was a Facebook post that went viral.
Yeah.
Producer Nicole, did you have any? I know Kylie now is kind of, you know, still young and all over the place with her job. But like Lauren, your long-term girlfriend, did you know what she made a year?
We knew each other's salary like when we moved in together in Charlotte. Because we budgeted based on what we made, because she made significantly more than I did. So we knew on that, but like right now with Kylie and I living together, like we don't know what each other make.
Do you lie?
Mm-mm. I got nothing to lie about.
I know.
I gotta be honest.
That'd be cool if you were like, yeah, I make six figures.
I have a...
She'd be like, well, why aren't you paying for anything?
I have a roundabout idea what Amanda does, but Amanda also works on a lot of commissions, so it changes.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a raise right before COVID-19, and this was supposed to be a really, really good year for her, and because of commissions, it turned out not to be, unfortunately.
Well, there is a world with Sterling where he has this profit-sharing and stock thing that I don't... It's too corporate-y for me.
You can't pick the exact number, but you have an idea.
I know what his base is, you know.
I wonder how many people out there have no idea how much their partner makes.
Well, you know, Loren's husband has no clue how much Loren makes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Has she said that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I remember hearing that.
I don't know if she's publicly said it. I probably screwed that up. But, yeah, no, I don't think he knows the exact number. She probably downplays it significantly so she can hide money.
She does have that other secret account. Boy, she's not here and taking shots. Well, let's see what she...
By the way, I like it when the Red's not here. She's not giving me any dirty looks to shut up, Roy.
I'm making a list of things to talk to her about. She's going to join us Monday morning around 7:35. I got a list of things to tell her. What have I missed?
Don't rat me out.
Hey, what have I missed?
Well, Roy's been talking crap about you on the radio. So.
Putting your private stuff out there. How many of you out there do not know how much your partner makes? And maybe bonus... Y'all don't even know what your partner does, really.
Well, no, I did. I was that for quite some time. I can't even tell you exactly what my boyfriend does on a day-to-day basis because it looks too complicated. But I think it's sales.
See, that's funny that you think it's sales. From what you've told me off the air, I feel like he's more of like a logistics person.
And I think he's marketing.
See? Who the hell knows?
And all we have to do is ask. Because Amanda gets mad when I say on the air, like Amanda works in retail. But I mean, you know, that's so much easier than saying her exact job description.
Right.
You know?
All right, 704-570-9595. Join the show. Do you not know how much your partner makes? Call Manny Roy and the Rent.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
On a Friday show.
With the Friday free-for-all all day. You get the Manny Roy on the Rin Show. We want to know from you, do you not know how much your partner makes?
This Facebook post went viral. After 3 years, this woman believed her boyfriend made only 40 grand a year. He was...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
A firefighter and a police officer in Cleveland, and she found out he actually makes $150,000 a year. She's upset because she feels like even though she didn't ask, he didn't tell her, hey, this is my salary.
Well, and the reason why I asked Manny originally, I wonder if he was just trying to live off $40,000 and save the rest, because how do you hide $110,000 in purchases? You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't she get suspicious if he keeps buying new cars?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how do you hide that much money?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true, Roy. I mean, maybe he was just, you know, being smart with his money.
Right.
As they say. We got a text message from 704 who said, I found out that my now husband was hiring millions in inheritance money while we were dating.
Oh, wow.
That's a score. Mm. How about that?
Let's talk with Haley and Shelby. Haley, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rin Show. So you didn't know how much your partner made?
No, not until we moved in together.
So how long did you date and not know?
3 years. We had dated for 3 years and then we moved in together. And we're actually married now. But, I mean, I guess I roughly knew because I knew what he did for a living, but I didn't know exact numbers or anything.
It's funny. Sometimes we play this game. We haven't done it in a while. What do you do? What do you make? You tell us what you do and we try and guess what your salary is. And we're always way off. I mean, it is just such a hard thing. So when you say you knew what he did, but you didn't know what he makes, I get that. What I have a hard problem with, Haley, is you being with him for 3 years. I feel like after 1 year, you should have a pretty solid idea within $5,000 maybe of what your partner's making.
So?
I do. I think the conversation needs to be had.
You know, I mean, not disclosing and straight up lying about it are two different things. If I had asked about it, maybe, but I never really asked because at the end of the day, we didn't have a joint account. We weren't paying any bills together, so I didn't feel like it was any of my business.
Right.
But,
And also, I guess, Haley, he never came to you and was like, oh, I got to get a raise. Like, this is what I'm making. Mm-hmm. Within those 3 years of you dating, like, he's never come to you.
Not really.
Okay.
No.
I mean,
but I never really did it either. So
I'm trying to think, like, I of course knew early on in the relationship because I would help my boyfriend with his taxes. But until we moved in together, we really didn't dive deep into each other's finances. That's when we dived in because it was like, I need assurances that what you can pay, you need assurances of what I can pay.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. And a lot of that happened like when we decided to buy our house, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of forced into knowing each other's finances at that point. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
That I get.
That's when I realized that Sterling actually contributes to a 401k. I just thought that was the thing companies offered and you ignored. I'm like, you're supposed to put money in that thing?
Haley, you have a great day and a good weekend, okay?
You too.
All right. you're actually contributing into that? What?
Oh. Maybe I should look into that.
910 says, I don't think it's wrong for not telling her how much he makes. It's really not any of her business unless their finances are together. 704 said he could be putting money back towards retirement. I work for local government, and we have the option to put so much of our paycheck, I think up to 80%.
That's what I was saying, because how do you hide that much money?
704 says, I hid money from my car accident settlement from my husband. It was $50,000. I kept it in a separate account and did our finances.
I love it when people are purposely hiding it.
561 says, I have no idea what my wife's financial situation is. She hides it very well. Can we go back to the 704 text where someone hid their inheritance, millions from her? She said, my now husband hid millions of dollars in inheritance money from me while we were dating.
I wonder, though, if he wasn't even allowed to tap into the money until a certain age.
That's true.
Because they do put those requirements on it.
They have restrictions. Yep. And also, you want to date someone like Cody Zeller. I brought this up before. He's a friend of ours that plays for the Hornets. he's like, I always have a hard time judging whether or not the person's with me for the right reasons, because you can easily Google my salary. So if he was dating her and didn't want to tell her about the inheritance because he really wanted to see.
Yeah, but the problem with people like Cody is that when they're so tall, you kind of figure out there's something else going on there. Yeah. Like, bro, you can't hide your salary. Just embrace it.
You're 7'1", $16 million worth of fun.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up. Hey.
Got to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy Roy and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Josie, welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, so you've been online dating?
I have, yeah. I got back on Tinder in April. Before that, I'd been dating a guy for a while. I'm just kind of back in the game. I met a really cool guy on Tinder, actually.
Good.
So why are you nervous to meet him? What's going on?
There's a secret I've been withholding about myself.
You're married.
Kids.
No.
Kids.
No kids, no.
Okay.
Keep guessing, though. This is fun.
Okay. I'm going to say you are a lesbian.
Well, no, she wouldn't even be in this situation if that's the case.
Okay, dumb guess, but... okay, go ahead. Tell us. What's the secret?
Okay, you're never going to... I'm actually... I'm in a wheelchair.
Oh,
okay. Was it something you were born with, or did it happen later in life?
I was in an accident 10 years ago.
Okay.
So I'm paralyzed from the waist down.
Does he seem like someone who might not be open to this, and maybe that's why you're holding this back? Because yesterday we talked about what you should tell someone by the third and fourth date, and nobody said anything about, hey, you know, I'm able-bodied or I'm not able-bodied. Like, how do you not bring up the fact?
I mean, she would just have to blurt it out, but outside that...
I mean, be like, hey, you know, did you go for a run today? No, actually, I didn't, Dan.
Who asks if you went for a run today?
It's conversation. Josie, I don't think you have to worry. You sound like an awesome person, a beautiful soul, right, Roy? I mean...
Are you ashamed of it? Are you scared? Are you uncomfortable with it?
No, I'm no.
Okay,
this has been my life for 10 years, and I'm totally fine with it. I just
then rock it. Tell him about it. Show him. How about this? I know, and you should have photos of you in your chair, don't you?
I do.
Then one, you need to put that in your profile. Okay, that's the first step. And two, you got to share it with this guy. It should be like, hey, so here's me here, blah 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 blah, and then. And try to see what the vibe is like that. I would hate for you, by the way, to go see him in person, and then that's this weird, shocking to him moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the last thing. I mean, I don't want him to freak out.
Can you drive?
No.
Okay, because I know some people have those special like handles
and
stuff. And
Yeah.
No, I don't have one yet.
Well, ask him to come pick you up, and if he says why, I'd be like, well, it's because I'm in a wheelchair.
Yeah, you don't think that's too...
Josie, you said you were in a relationship with an able-bodied person before this. You guys broke up. You met somebody on Tinder. And now since the stay-at-home orders, you haven't seen him. It's time for you to see him. He wants to see you. Let him make the decision. And if he leaves, he's a jerk anyway. He's not that into you. And now he might be surprised. You got to accept that, right?
Yeah.
But how romantic is it for him to push you, like, while you're going for a walk, you know? And he'll never have to walk far again at a restaurant. Up-close parking, 24-7 with Josie.
What's selling, like, benefits?
Yes.
We get the VIP pass, bro.
I know. I come with a lot of perks, I'm just saying.
Can I ask you this question? And this may be really out of line. But since you're paralyzed from the waist down, and you don't have to answer, does everything work?
Yeah, it does.
For moving furniture?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, okay. I don't know how it works.
I'll tell you what. You definitely, I feel like you should do it. So does Roy. We're getting text messages from people who are saying, absolutely. We don't know what this guy's going to say, but at least show him what you got, what you're made of. You're a strong person. Do it, Josie.
Oh, my God.
And then will you do us a favor and update us?
I will. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Josie. Thanks for coming on the show. Yeah, I mean, just go out there and do your thing.
Rock it, man.
I like people were texting guesses on what was going on. 704 said she used to be a man.
Okay. Transitioned, okay.
Yep, 980 says she has kids. That was not correct. But, no, she was in a wheelchair, and she is just, just not comfortable to meet him, but hopefully he's okay. And like we said, if he's not, find someone else who is.
No, because they've video chat. I wonder if he knows.
That's the other thing, too, is I think he might.
Yeah.
And he's just not going to bring it up.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get an update from her next week for sure.
Okay, let's relive one of our favorite moments from Lorraine. This was a time when she was in another country, and she had to use the restroom in the woods.
Oh, yeah. I remember this story.
you got to hear it. It's coming up in 5.
Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So we do this thing called the Rap Party Podcast. It's where we go in deeper and we talk a little bit more about our lives after the show every day. And yesterday, Lorraine was sharing a story about when she was in Barcelona.
On the hike, there's no bathrooms. And now I'm halfway up the mountain and it's going to take me just as long to get to the bathroom on top of the mountain as it is to get down the mountain. I'm not making it either way. Mm. So I had to go pee in the woods.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Were you wearing a dress?
I was wearing a jumpsuit.
Oh my God, that's the worst.
The worst, right? And I had a jacket on, so I have to like lay my jacket on the ground. I had a pin on my jacket that I lost at some point.
Oh my gosh, she's pregnant.
I'm pregnant. Back there by myself, Dallas is my lookout. He's like, if you hear me whistle, somebody's coming. Not one of my finer moments.
So you have a jumpsuit on.
Yeah.
And that's like a zipper? Like a full pants zipper?
It's a full pants suit that you like step into, but it doesn't have a zipper on it.
Okay. So in order to pee, tell me if I'm wrong, you had to take your sleeves down.
I am fully naked standing in the woods.
Oh. Wait, you understand? Like the jumpsuit's like a full button down thing.
Yeah,
so she's got to take her whole top off.
That's also a whole
thing.
Were
you like, were you peeing like this with the girls covered?
I mean, I had a bra on, but yeah, pretty much. On a hill, squatting backwards, so that everything goes downhill.
Did Dallas whistle?
No.
Nobody came?
No, but as soon as I came out of the woods, we saw like a runner and his dog, and Dallas is like, you know that dog is going crazy.
Get on the pee. That's funny. Hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do where you got to do it.
Yeah.
Now, we always joked with my son, Dean, because he was like 3-4 years old. He'd be outside and he'd say he had to pee. And then rather than get him undressed and get him back in the house, we would just say, go do a country pee behind a tree. Ha ha ha. This fool's almost 7 now, and he and his friends are still country peeing all over our neighborhood. So we had to have the talk with him.
Yeah.
Dude, you need to go inside.
Dude, you got to go inside. Unless it's a 100% emergency. And at that point, you know, at 7 years old, you shouldn't wait that long.
Right.
I said, buddy, slip your shoes off. Go inside the house. Because Amanda went to call him in the other day for dinner, and she's like, oh, great. Look, he's your son.
He's your son. He's doing something wrong.
Your son is peeing. I go, where? Right in our front yard, right on the tree.
Oh,
he's too old for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, you don't live in the country. You like live in a neighborhood.
I live in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
But everybody around us knows the country pee rule. So, but he's getting too old. He has to stop.
Yeah. We haven't even started that with Cash.
Would y'all ever have to use the doors to a car to hide you?
Dallas calls it the 2-man buck saw.
Yeah. Dallas is a name for everything.
Yeah, I know.
Let's talk with Megan in Lincolnton. You're on with the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Hey.
Good morning, Megan.
I drive a dump truck, like, all gravel and asphalt and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just, like, nowhere to go to the bathroom, especially for us girl drivers. So occasionally I'll jump in the bed of my truck and just literally, it's like a bathroom stall just without a roof.
You know, we take my son's potty training, so we take his little portable potty everywhere right now. Like, you just keep a little potty in the back of your truck bed.
Now, Lauren in Statesville, we just lost her. Dang it. Lauren's complaint was that her husband is always in the bathroom. And so because he hogs the bathroom for an extended period of time.
Oh, she's gonna go somewhere else?
She said she goes in the shower. She went in the sink.
Oh,
but she hung up.
Send him outside to do that country pee.
And then Melissa had to do the other one. Hey, Melissa.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Okay.
You gotta go, I guess.
One question about doing the other one. Did you have toilet paper?
I had napkins, yes.
Ooh, that's rough.
How far were you from an actual toilet, though?
So, it was the middle of the night. I was moving between Pennsylvania and North Carolina at the time with my boyfriend of a couple months, and I had the urge to go, and I knew we had to stop for gas, but we ended up stopping at, like, a mom-and-pop gas station with nothing else at the exit, and it was locked, so I knew I had to go out back and do the dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And sometimes the outside is way cleaner than the inside of any of those mom and pop bathrooms. Love those moments with her. And by the way, you can check out the Rap Party podcast. Yesterday we talked about Roy's home, the money pit. It's up on our Kiss 95.1 app. And you can listen to it 24/7. Up next, more throwback songs with the legendary Friday free-for-all. Roy, I see Iggy Azalea. I see a great song from the 90s, too. And we're going to talk about Dad for Father's Day. We're going to have fun talking about what Dad doesn't know, but the rest of the family does.
This is Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Having an awesome Friday show with your throwback songs. That from the 90s, Snow and Former. It is Mani, Roy, and Loren. Coming up after 8, we need to hear from you guys. In honor of Father's Day on Sunday, Roy, which you knew all about. You didn't just say to me during the song, wait, is Father's Day this weekend?
I thought for sure it was next weekend.
Well, in honor of Father's Day, we have a question for you. So start thinking about this answer, and you can text us or call us 704-570-9595.
What is something that you and Mom know, but Dad doesn't?
And I know people in the car going, how much time you got?
You know, because sometimes maybe telling Dad it's a bigger thing. It's a whole ordeal.
Maybe everybody in the family knows, but Dad doesn't.
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. Legendary. Friday Free For All, the only show in the Carolinas playing it all morning long.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Loren's going to check in with us Monday morning around 7:35-ish. The new mom. We'll find out how things are going. Having 2 children. 3 if you include her husband, Dallas. We'll get an update from Loren Monday morning. But right now we want to talk. And Loren would be all over this too, by the way, this conversation that we're having.
What's something that you and like your mom knows, but Dad doesn't? Father's Day is this weekend.
So let's celebrate Dad by talking about the things he doesn't know anything about.
All right, let's bring in, this is Danielle in Gastonia. You're on with the Mani, Roy, the Rim Morning Show.
Yes, I have a tattoo that everybody knows about except for my father. And it says, let it be. So everybody always tells him to let it be when I'm around. And they have also bought me T-shirts saying, let it be. And he still to this day has no idea.
No clue.
He's
just, I love that.
And he's just like so against permanent ink on a body or something?
Well, he knows of 2 that I have. It's the placement of this one.
Oh, okay.
We've kept it a secret. So anytime a song comes on that says, let it be, they make sure to send me a picture or to sing it.
That's so funny. What reaction would he give you, Danielle, if he found out?
Well, when he found about the first 2, he called me the next morning and said, what's up, tramp stamp?
How old are you?
I am 31.
Yeah, 31, and still afraid to tell her dad about the other tat. I love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Danielle, let it be.
I will.
Let it be. All right, thanks for the call. 704-570-9595. More lines are open. Lots of text messages coming in. And there's one particular theme we're getting a lot of text messages about, and it's this, Roy. Mom and I know that I wasn't a virgin when I got married, but Dad surely doesn't know.
Come on. But at this point, shouldn't dads just know?
704 says, Mom knows when I lost it and moved furniture for the first time. Dad definitely doesn't know. And is that something that Dad doesn't need to know?
No.
right?
No, it's one of those things that he probably just needs to assume is happening, but let's not go into it that it's happening.
Right.
Yeah. My sister lied about the tattoo thing. She hid that.
Not anymore, though.
Well, they found out when she had her kids.
Oh, I think you told me that.
Because they were able to see it then. But she hid it for years, to the point where I kind of forgot that it was a secret, you know, because I knew about it as soon as it happened. But my parents gave her so much crap whenever one of her friends got a tattoo and was like, you better never get a tattoo, blah, 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 blah. And so, like, the next day she got a tattoo because they're like, because in her opinion, she's like, well, they just yelled at me for this.
Yeah.
There's no way they're going to be checking.
Right, right.
Because they made her check. They checked to see if she got a tattoo.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Her friend. And then so she's like, well, the next day, they're not going to check me again. So she got it done.
I love that they did a spot check.
Yeah.
My dad, what he doesn't know, he could write a book with. I mean, he was an airline pilot, so he was gone for days at a time. But most of it had to do with, like, getting in trouble at school.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dad, as much of a prankster and derelict that he was, he never really practiced what he preached. You know, he'd be like, don't mess around in school. Now, what you do is you put a whoopee cushion on the seat, you know, and then I would get in trouble for something, and he'd be mad.
Yeah.
Well, because my grades weren't great either, so he knew I was just cutting up in class. How about this one? 704 says, my mom and I know how much my wedding cost, but dad doesn't. I wonder if mom paid for it.
Yeah.
980, selling out her mom. She says, I know that my mom buys clothes, takes the tags off, and hangs them in the closet so he doesn't notice she bought anything.
That's Lorraine in the future all day long.
Was that Cash that just texted us?
Oh, man. Let's see here. My dad doesn't know that my mom let me date a married man when I was 18.
My dad doesn't know my mom let me date a married man. Well, mom.
Well, the mom's like, he's going to get a divorce. It's fine.
Yeah, how did that turn out, I wonder?
See, we got another text coming to the studio. You could join in as well, 704-570-9595. Mom knows that I ripped the front bumper off the car. When borrowing it, my stepdad does not know. I got it fixed before he knew anything was wrong. That sounds like Lorraine wrote that.
Funny. I wonder, you know, there's a whole bunch of people out there, too, that have stepdads that probably know something that their real dad doesn't because the stepdad was cooler.
See, you I know? Don't know. Sometimes I think maybe then the dad's cooler because he's still trying to be a part of it. So maybe the stepdad doesn't know.
Maybe you're right. My dad doesn't know that my freshman year I got in trouble for stealing tanning lotion. Ooh, you bad, bad person. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Enjoy Father's Day 2020.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Loving Fridays. Doing the legendary Friday free-for-all all morning long. Favorite throwbacks only with the Mania Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Also feeding the front line today, Frontline Friday. We love feeding the hospitals in the Carolinas. And today we're going to Pineville. We're going to talk to Audrey from Tips Treats coming up after 9 this morning. And tell her thank you for bringing a cookie treat to Atrium in Pineville. Good news, though, if you're a moviegoer, movie theaters have obviously been closed since March. And AMC Movies have announced that theater, along with a few other companies, have announced that they are going to come back.
That's very good.
They're going to open theaters again.
Because I saw where AMC said if they don't open this summer, they will not survive and the company will close down. And I love going to the movies.
The reopenings are set to align with the release of Christopher Nolan's Tenet. Is that what it is? T-E-N-E-E-T. And Disney's Mulan in July. So they're looking to open mid-July.
Okay.
That's AMC. AMC has 5 Charlotte Metro theaters.
I do. I love the movies. You know, there's a local movie theater company here called Studio Movie Grill.
Love that.
Love them. They have like 5-star dining in my eyes. It is such good food. And you press a button on your seat and people come to you and they're like, what do you need?
Yeah, I know.
And you're like, oh, can I get some more popcorn? Yes. Yeah.
Shh.
Well, you know, they're quiet.
Get some more popcorn.
They're quiet about it. But I love it. I love the theaters.
The movie-going experience is going to look a little different, according to this article that we're reading. AMC anticipates enacting a number of safety measures for moviegoers, including personal protection equipment, cleaning protocols, and limited theater capacity and block seating. Thank you. There's nothing worse than a full-packed theater.
Nothing worse than someone sitting right beside you.
Oh. And then you take a drink out of the wrong drink. Your drink's to the right. You sip to the left.
That's never flipping happened.
What? You've never put your hand in their popcorn? No. And your family's to the right, but you reach left? I'm the only one?
No, that's never happened, and I would lose it if someone did that to me.
Got so excited and caught up in the action, you just reach your hand over the wrong popcorn bucket. And the person's just looking at you like,
Is this for real?
Sorry.
Oh, did you order Dr. Pepper? I didn't order that.
Oh, is that Sprite? It's terrible. By the way, I don't have COVID. Even when theaters are allowed to reopen, AMC predicts it's still going to have problems as entertainment companies decide what days to release their new films. You know, the companies spend a ton of money on these films. They pay their actors $16 million. And if you're going to have a flop opening... Why do it now? Why not hold off? That's what they're doing with a lot of movies.
It's just bad for everyone. But also, you can't have the movie theater system die because that's going to hurt the whole industry.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe we're going to go back to the whole small theater thing.
I'm okay with that,
the mom-pa run theaters.
And we don't need to put 2,000 people in a theater.
Right.
I agree.
You know, you just have your local theater spot.
I just thought that was interesting. AMC planning on opening up theaters this July, so that's good news on the horizon. More good news. It's Father's Day on Sunday, and we're going to do what, Roy, at 8:35?
We are going to be doing the Father's Day dad joke-off.
I love these. Dad jokes galore.
They're stupid, and it's coming up with the Mania Wonder Inn.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Go honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
We want you to have the same excitement that Roy has when he hears a horn honk and a light flash.
Yeah! Honk on the horn, splash the light!
All right, Father's Day is on Sunday, and not one of you wished me a happy Father's Day yet. I got no text messages.
It's not Father's Day.
No DMs. I'm not going to see you guys.
Okay, so we'll text you on freaking Sunday.
You know what? I'm not even going to text you at all now.
Just saying.
Why would I tell you on Friday, Happy Father's Day?
Because it's coming up on Sunday.
Okay, you know what? Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, happy? Roy.
There. I'm not doing it.
Well, you know what's going to happen on Father's Day? You're going to be around Dad, and Dad's going to have a whole bunch of dad jokes ready in the chamber to go. And we're going to join in on the fun.
So this is going to be a dad joke off.
Mm-hmm.
Father's Day edition. So who wants to go first? Who has some dad jokes?
I want to go.
Okay, go ahead.
What do you call a French pig?
A French pig, Chris. I don't know.
Porqué.
A porqué?
Porqué.
A porqué?
Like okay. Porqué pig?
Okay.
Oh, God. Poor Roy Sr. He can't get any of his dad jokes over. Let me try this one on Roy. Do you know any sign language?
I don't.
You should learn it. It comes in pretty handy.
That's good. All right. How much does a hipster weigh?
I don't know.
An Instagram?
Oh.
That's okay. What do you call a line of rabbits marching backwards?
Jackback? I don't know.
That would be funny.
A receding hairline.
That's good.
Why did one banana spy on the other? Because she was very appealing.
Okay.
Okay.
A scarecrow says, this job isn't for everyone, but hey, it's in my genes.
It's okay.
Hey, it's in my genes.
How do trees access the internet?
I don't know.
They log on.
Oh, yeah.
Log on. Okay. Meaning?
I used to be afraid of hurdles, but I got over that.
Have you heard of the new music group called Cellophane? They mostly rap.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw an ad for burial plots, and I thought to myself, this is the last thing I need.
Made me laugh. I read a book on anti-gravity. I couldn't put it down.
Uh-huh. This is the Father's Day dad joke off. Dad jokes for y'all.
Oh, I got a good one. I can't wait. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Okay, calm down. I bet the person who created the door knocker won a Nobel Prize.
So yeah, stupid. You're a dad.
That's so stupid.
What does a house wear?
What does a house wear?
A dress.
A dress.
Oh, houses do.
And a dress,
dresses.
Yeah. How does Moses make coffee? He brews it.
He brews it.
He's Jewish, Nicole.
Do you hear about the guy who lost the left side of his body? He's all right now.
Wow, maybe we should wish you a happy Father's Day.
It's okay. I got the text messages are coming in. I don't need y'all.
What does a dog say when he sits down on a piece of sandpaper?
It's rough.
Rough, rough.
Yeah. That's it.
What did the alien say to the pitcher of water?
I don't know.
Take me to your leader.
I don't get it.
Well, a liter is a measurement of liquid. Oh. All right, one more. Give me one more, Roy.
Oh, man. You know, towels can't tell jokes. They got a dry sense of humor.
Give me one more, Nicole. We got to go out on a laugh.
Okay. A man sued an airline company after it lost his luggage. Sadly, he lost the case.
Oh, no. We got to go off on a high note.
All right, you got what? How about,
I can't remember how to throw a boomerang. Oh, wait. Nope, it just came back to me. No.
I don't know if these can end on a high note.
Did we use all of our best ones?
I got one.
What did the buffalo say to his little boy when he dropped him off at the school?
No. Bye, son.
No. Crap, I thought that was good.
She knew it.
The future, the present, and the past walked into a bar.
Uh-huh.
Things got a little tense.
That's not bad.
Crap, I don't get that one.
What? Present tense, past tense, future tense.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So we're doing something called Feeding the Front Lines. And doing that, we're partnering with amazing local businesses here in the Charlotte area to make that possible. Joining us here on the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show is Audrey from Tiff's Treats. Hey, Audrey.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing this morning?
We are pumped.
Yeah. I'm pumped, too. I'm so excited to get these cookies to these deserving people.
If we've been doing Feed the Frontline Fridays for the last 10 weeks, and big thank you and shout out to producer Nicole, who has been working with so many great local restaurants and local, people, honestly, that don't just deliver regular food, like pizzas and hamburgers and hot dogs and chicken. People that can deliver treats, like Duncan and you guys, Tiff's Treats.
Yes. Yeah, we're so excited to get these cookies. And we've been really trying throughout this whole situation to get cookies to people who are on the front lines, who are, you know, working all day, all night, and to really bring them some cookie comfort. That's what we like to call it.
Cookie comfort is right. I love that, because if you've never ordered Tiff's Treats, it comes in this wonderful box that keeps the cookies warm. It's the best invention ever.
And that's the beautiful thing about Tiff's Treats is that they're baked to order and they come to your house, your apartment, your work, warm. Always warm, always baked to order, so you can get them anytime. You can order from our website, you can order from our app, or you can even call and place an order through the phone.
But the great thing is the people in the Pineville Atrium Hospital don't have to do that. The frontline heroes who are working there, we're doing all the hard work for you. We already got online. We already ordered the Tiff's Treats. They're coming today to Pineville Atrium. We're going to meet Tiff's Treats, Roy. We're going to hand out cookies. Can I ask, how many cookies does Tiff's Treats deliver to the hospital? 10? 20?
Today, we will be delivering 38 dozen, if you do the math, is a couple hundred cookies. So that's quite a lot.
That is fantastic. Thank you, Audrey. That's amazing.
Yes, we want to make sure that everybody has a box in their hand and everybody gets some of our warm treats.
38 dozen.
I mean, I could feed so many people. So get
it
this.
Really can.
You know, we had some tips treats here at the radio station, and everybody, Audrey, was being all nice, grabbing one, and I grabbed like three or four. And I looked around and I'm like, oh, come on. That can't be the only normal human grabbing four cookies at a time.
I can sit down and eat like a whole dozen by myself. Yeah. So I know those people were lying.
Well, thanks.
You can't just have one.
No, you can't. That's for sure. Thanks to Audrey at Tiff's Treats. Are these coming from the Waverly location?
Yes, these will be coming from the Waverly location today. But we do have two locations in Charlotte, one in Waverly, so South Charlotte. One in Uptown, and then our third location is coming in South Park at the end of this year.
Cool. Yeah, I got to meet Brooklyn Decker and her husband, Andy Roddick, and cornered them at the Waverly location last summer, Roy.
Okay.
Almost a year ago. Yeah.
They're great partners of ours.
They are.
We enjoy having them.
Brooklyn, of course, from Matthews.
Okay.
So,
well, listen, we're so appreciative that you guys are donating these cookies and taking care of our frontline heroes. I know, and you'll see today, it means the world to them of what you're doing, and especially with the cases and the hospitalizations rate of COVID-19 on the rise, this is going to be a wonderful treat for them. So thank you, Audrey, from Tiff Streets for doing what you're doing and joining us here with the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show for Feed the Frontline Friday.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us, guys, and thanks for letting us bring some cookie comfort to these deserving people.
Cookie comfort coming to the Pineville Hospital. Atrium Pineville will be out there around 11:30 today. We'll see you later, Audrey. Thanks.
See you later.
All right.
I hope they trademark cookie comfort. I like that.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Francisco sent us a DM at the MRL Show. You should like us there and we'll like you back. First of all, he said the Friday free-for-all is amazing. Thank you guys for playing the throwbacks all morning long. Finally, something different to listen to. And you know what? We love that, too. That's why every Friday we do throw it back from 6 a.m. right to 10 a.m.
No one else is doing it.
Got that right, Roy.
No one else. Like, anywhere.
Yeah, we think no one else in the country is doing this, by the way. That's how into it we are. Anyway, Francisco said that his wife, Daniela, threw out his favorite white T-shirt. And I'm with you, Francisco. If there's one thing that a wife can do, it is not throw away your favorite T-shirt. She can't throw away your sports jerseys without your permission.
Well, probably for any clothes, no. Like, you can't go throw away their clothes.
Well, women do.
Oh.
They do, because they know that the guys don't throw away anything. Like, my wife read an article somewhere that says, if you have clothes in your closet that you haven't worn in, like, the last 2 years, get them out. You're never going to wear them again. Now, if Loren was here, she'd say, well, I have a whole bunch of sometime again jeans or sometime again shirts or something. Mm-hmm. But women will throw stuff away. And I'll even take it a step further. It's not just clothes. Like, Amanda threw out my beanbag that I had in my apartment when she moved in.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I would, too.
You would?
Yeah.
What happened to Mr. You Can't Throw Anything Away?
It's a damn beanbag. That's what happened.
Well, I used it when I played PlayStation.
Okay.
She didn't throw away, but made me take all my trophies down, producer Nicole. You're an athlete. You know that. Where are your trophies?
My mom has them all.
All right. Let's say that you move in with someone long term, you know, and they're like, hey, get rid of your trophies. No go, right?
I mean, I don't have any adult trophies. Like, all the trophies are from my childhood. So I think if I got a home, I don't think I would showcase my childhood trophies.
I wouldn't be upset, like, if they threw away my Letterman's jacket.
Yeah, I would.
You would?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
Letterman's jacket
that. I
from
do that.
School.
You wouldn't be happy with that either, right, Nicole?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Why? Do you wear the Letterman's
no.
jacket?
No.
But why do you have it?
It's a keepsake.
Yeah.
Who cares about it?
What about a class ring?
I didn't get one.
I didn't get one either. I never had a class ring.
Losers.
What do you mean?
You're the nerd.
Yeah, you guys were the losers signing up for that stupid $1,000 ring.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Joist.
Yeah, that is who it was.
Joist rings.
Yeah. But then again, I didn't have much school pride. You know, I wasn't really filled with it. I was like, how do I get out of here?
My trophies, by the way, were from when I was an adult. I won the MVP for a Lake Tahoe hockey championship. So I was very happy and proud to have it.
So what would you do? Somebody would come over to your house and you're like, hey, come over here and look at my trophies.
No, it was just on a shelf.
Yeah, that's weird.
I had like a little sports shelf that included an autograph, that trophy, and like a picture of me playing hockey.
If it's like an Emmy, you know.
It wasn't an Emmy. It was my Emmy.
It's my Emmy.
Francisco, you cannot allow your wife to go through your clothes without running it by you.
How are you going to word that, Mr. You can't allow your wife? The verbiage you just used was way unacceptable.
Father's Day weekend. Now is the time more than ever for Francisco to stand up and say, hey, sweetheart, those boxers over there with 20 holes in them are my most comfortable pair of boxers. You can't throw those away. Undershirts with yellow armpits, those mean they're broken in and worn a lot.
Come on. You got to get rid of the yellow pits of a t-shirt. Oh, I'm for the women now. At first, I was like, yeah, don't touch the clothes. But, you know, if you're going to be disgusting and have horrible habits.
Amanda once told me that I had to throw away my sweat-stained baseball cap that I wear. It's a Tampa Bay Rays one that's sun-blasted. I wore it outside when I would do yard work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all stained and ruined. And she's like, you got to get rid of that. I'm like, no way. It's my work hat. We'll get you a new one. No, there is no getting a new one. It's broken in. It's disgusting, though. She's like, you better never, ever leave the property with that on.
I must not be a normal man because I don't have things like that, or I just don't sweat. I don't wear my clothes to the point where, like, if it starts ripping, I get rid of it.
You do?
Yeah.
It's so comfortable. You don't have, like, a comfy t-shirt that you're sitting on?
Nope.
Or like your favorite pair of boxers that you've had. I have boxers definitely in my drawer from about 10 years ago.
No.
Is that disgusting to you? That I have boxers from 10 years?
I got boxers from quite some time.
I just said that. You just said no.
Well, yeah, but it's not
you guys
if it's,
are filthy.
Not if it's a decade ago?
Yes. I washed them.
No, I don't have boxers from that long ago because I was a different size then. But I do have, like, maybe 3-year-old boxers. Is that weird?
Three, maybe not. But 10 years old of something you put on your tush?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, I'd go.
You're a grown man.
Yeah, but they're comfortable, Nicole.
Well, then go get the same brand.
They don't make them anymore.
You act like you live in, like, you still have the mentality of a bachelor. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
A college kid.
But I'm also cheap.
Kid, yeah.
I really am also cheap. I don't like buying stuff if it works. 704 texted in and said they threw away all their husband's denim cutoff jeans. Those are funny.
You can turn those into short shorts.
And someone said they threw away their whole husband's set of beer logo t-shirts that they got at bars.
I feel like you'd be big into like swag shirts like that, bar shirts, underground dive bars.
But like way too big for him because they didn't have a size.
Yeah, but he wanted it anyway.
I have all my radio station t-shirts saved and I hid those from Amanda because she would throw them out.
All right, I got to admit, I got my radio station t-shirts too.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
I like wearing my old K92 shirt.
But I hid it.
Yeah.
You know?
Although but then again, I used to be skinny back then, so all of them don't fit.
980 says, I have a pair of shorts from 19 years ago. Ooh. Who out there has a piece of clothing that's the oldest? We've got to know.
Shorts are different.
Why?
They're not undergarments.
My dad had this pair of shorts that had holes all over him. He always used it when he worked, and then he got into an accident, and the EMTs cut it off of him.
He got mad.
He was so upset about that. He's like, why did you have to ruin that? I don't know, sir, you were dying. We had to take care of you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Father's Day weekend is here. We got a text, Roy, from 704 that said, where can I find a list of those dad jokes from this morning? They were great, and I want to share with my team. We'll put them up at kiss951.com. Do you have a couple more before we get out of here?
Let's see here. I used to work in a shoe recycling shop.
You did?
It was soul destroying. It's crap. I messed up the joke.
Sometimes they say we go too far with stuff. I think this is what they mean.
Yeah. Why did the cookie cry?
Why?
Because his father was away for so long. Wafer?
You guys can find a list of all the dad jokes. We'll post them up at kiss951.com coming up here shortly. Also, listen to the Rap Party podcast. We'll do some more, too, on there.
What are you going to do for Father's Day? Just relax?
Yeah, I think so. My wife already bought me a Father's Day gift, like, last month.
Oh.
And it came in the package of what it was.
So you already know what it is?
It was an air compressor.
Oh.
And a nice Craftsman air compressor. But the box was the air compressor, and I got home before her.
So now you know? Does she know that you know?
We're using it.
Oh, okay.
To blow up all of our blow-up pools and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing, bud. That's it. Hang out. Drink Bloody Marys. It's supposed to be hot.
It is supposed to be hot. Okay.
Up into the 90s.
Well, we hope that you have a wonderful Father's Day weekend. Thank you so much for being part of the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show family.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.